AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama wants to talk to Americans Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern about how the nature of terrorism against the U.S. has been changing, according to AP correspondent Mark Smith.
That includes the threat of those who were born or brought up in America being radicalized, either on their own volition or under the influence of foreign zealots. Aides say the president's ready to discuss the evolving nature of the terrorist threat and how he thinks America will defeat it.
FBI agents investigating the young Muslim couple blamed in the San Bernardino massacre are running into a roadblock.
The government's ability to review and analyze 5 years' worth of telephone records for Tashfeen Malik and Syed Farouk lapsed just 4 days before the attack. That's when the National Security Agency's mass surveillance program was formally shut down. The calling records are now off limits, even with a warrant. However, under the new USA Freedom Act, authorities were able to obtain roughly 2 years' worth of the couple's records. That covers the entire time that Malik lived in the United States, though her husband had been here much longer. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Folks in Southern California are flocking to a memorial outside a social services center in San Bernardino, where 14 people were killed and 21 wounded last Wednesday. Daniel Calderon says he wanted to bring his kids to the site.
They should be thankful for, because they could have been happened to me or one of my members of my family. So just give thanks every day that you wake up and we're all together.
Morgan Freeman's okay, but his plane isn't. The actor and his pilot had to make a controlled force landing before dark on Saturday when the plane blew a tire on takeoff from Tunica, Mississippi. This is AP Radio News. Number one Clemson outscored North Carolina to remain unbeaten and win the ACC title.
Top-ranked Clemson likely sewed up a spot in the college football playoff, winning the ACC title 45-37 over North Carolina. The Tigers are now 13-0. Quarterback Deshaun Watson threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for 2 more, accounting for more than 400 yards of offense. Wayne Gallman rushed for 187 yards and 1 touchdown for the Tigers. The loss ends North Carolina's 11-game winning streak. Brett McMillan, Charlotte.
Second-ranked Alabama beat Florida 29-15 to win the SEC championship. Bama running back Derrick Henry says winning the SEC after losing to Mississippi during the season shows his team's determination.
When we lost, nobody really hung their head. Everybody came back and refocused and wanted to get here, and that's what we try to do. So I'm just proud of this team. We're like a family, so I mean, it just means everything to win this.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.